Okay, let's resume. The time is 5:56 p.m. And now sitting on the board as the designee of the Director of the Office of Legislative Legal Services is Dan Carton, Deputy Director of the Office of Legislative Legal Services. Mention again for the benefit of anyone who may be listening, although the building closes at 6 p.m., the security guard is prepared to let people in to the meeting if necessary. So the next item on the board's agenda is 2009-2010, number 87, use of Colorado water streams. If we could hear from proponents first, and one question would be from proponents is whether we should take all four, 87, 88, 89, and 90 together. But Mr. Gruskin, are you here on behalf of proponents?
Sorry, Mr. Chairman. Yes, I am. And we would have absolutely no objection whatsoever to your considering the four measures one with another.
Would it be helpful just, and partly this is just to refresh my memory, but what are the similarities and differences among these four measures?
87 and 89 in section 2, or actually subsection 2, describing the rights of use, state that these rights have historically included and shall continue to include. 88 and 90, instead of that phrase, just use the term includes. So the difference among them in light of those changes is that 87 and 88 both have the right to fish, and 89 and 90 omitted the right to fish. We've got a little bit of mixing and matching here.
Okay.
But those are the only differences among the four.
Any questions of Mr. Gruskin about the measures from the board members? Mr. Carton?
Mr. Gruskin, does my copy of number 89 doesn't include a definition of high water mark? Is that included in 89?
Well, I would say that is true for. Oh, that's right. You know what? We also omitted the definitions from two of them, 88 and 89. Thank you, Mr. Carton, for.
Thank you.
Clearing that up. So the. The two that have the definition would be 87 and 90.
Any other questions for proponents? If not, then let's turn to jurisdiction and the question of whether the measures comply with the single subject requirement. And is there anyone who wishes to testify on that issue, whether these measures comply with a single subject issue? Seeing none, then I'll turn to board discussion of single subject compliance for these four measures. Measure single subjects. Mr. Carton.
Mr. Chairman, I think the measures all contain a single subject and would offer that the board proceed to set a title.
And let's do those one at a time. Let's do motions one at a time. So your motion then is on number 87. Does the board find that there's a single subject and proceed to set titles?
So moved.
I'll second that. Any further discussion? If not, all those in favor say aye. Aye. All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0. Then while we're at it, if we could address 88, 89, 90 in succession. Mr. Carton, would you offer the same motion for number 88?
I would offer that motion.
I'll second that motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0. For number 89, Mr. Carton, same motion?
Same motion.
I'll second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0. And then for number 90, Mr. Carton, same motion?
Same motion.
I'll second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. That motion carries 3-0. So let's return then to number 87. And Ms. Gomez will display the staff draft on the screen in the room. Mr. Gruskin, any comments about the staff draft?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I do have a number of suggestions. And I think maybe with one exception, the folks who will oppose the title, we've tried to work out language so that there's not a big dinnertime brouhaha. We think that, you know, the title is faithful to the language of the measure. There are some ways to, I believe, economize, and would suggest the following. On line two, the word every is probably not required, and stream can be made plural. At the end of line two, beginning with the word declaring, through the phrase on line six, adjacent to natural streams, this is a summary of the legislative declaration, which is fascinating, but probably not pivotal to the voter understanding. On line 10, the phrase after high water mark that reads, that is the minimum possible for the full and safe enjoyment of the easement to float, seems to be not necessarily pivotal for voter understanding. One thing that I have not discussed with the opponents, but two things I have not discussed with the opponents. I don't know if this will, these also seems to me are your judgment calls. On line 11, running over to 12, the phrase defining the high, the term high watermark, first of all, it's a phrase. But secondly, the definition was borrowed from Colorado revised statutes, not a new standard. It's an existing standard for a watermark. And therefore, doesn't seem to me to be essential. Certainly, as fortunately Mr. Carton pointed out, there are two initiatives, 88 and 89, where it's not even included, so you'd want to take it out there. And in the last phrase, beginning on line 12 through the end, there's something about this formatting that seems a little odd. And I, rather than stating that nothing in the amendment shall be construed to, I think I'd strike the words nothing in and insert the word not between shall and be. So it says, in stating that the amendment shall not be construed to allow access. Just seems a little easier to flow. And one other thought in that set of lines, there are semicolons that seem to interrupt reader understanding, which I would probably use comments.
Okay.
That's all I have to suggest to you in terms of the staff.
I think I like those changes, and maybe for just for purposes of discussion, and perhaps we'll have others present comment, I think it might be helpful to go ahead and mark those changes on the staff draft is shown on the screen. If we could, is that okay with the other board members if we go ahead and work through that? What was your first suggestion, Mr. Gruskin?
First suggestion is strike the word every in line two.
Okay, let's do that, Ms. Gomez.
And make the word stream plural that follows. Strike the phrase beginning with the word declaring on the end of word two through the semicolon on line six. strike on lines 10 and 11, the phrase that begins, "That is the minimum," ending on line 11, easement to float. On lines 11 and 12, striking the phrase defining the term high watermark. On line 12, strike the word nothing, words nothing in, and insert between shall and be the word not. And then delete the semicolons on lines 13, 14, and 15, and replace them with commas. Those were my changes, Mr.
Okay. Chairman. So let me see if there's others present who'd like to comment on the staff draft and these proposed changes.
Yes, Mr.
Chairman. And if you'll identify yourself for the record and who
yes,
you
my
represent.
Name is Janeta Kai. I'm with Greenberg Traurig, and we are the opponents for this. We just have a couple of things that we don't agree with in terms of Mr. Gruskin's changes, starting, I guess, with the first one. We would like to keep the word every in there. That is what is in the actual initiative, and that is what is actually in the law under Article 16, Section 5. Here, if they don't put natural streams, it seems to be disingenuous considering that the initiative does go to every natural stream in the state.
Okay.
We agree with the striking of declaring through streams in lines 2 through 6. We would take that strike through all the way through with the word specifying all the way through included in line 7. That's part of that same purpose and findings. It's part of the kind of the political jargon. We'd delete specifying through included.
Can I ask on that one? I'm sorry to interrupt you. I had wondered about this myself, and I liked striking the first part of that, declaring, you know, I mean, it sounds like an argument for the, you know, it's really just a declaration. I'm trying to understand this next clause, though, specifying that the right historically included. That seems unnecessary, but to the extent that the measure says specifying the right continues to include the right to float, seems like a substantive provision. I'm wondering about striking that.
We certainly believe that historically included should be taken out, mainly because the fact that that presumes that this right to float, quote unquote, already exists somewhere in either the Constitution or in case law. We certainly don't see the need then to bring even this initiative. If there is a historically included right to float, there's no reason to have this initiative. In terms of the right to use the water of every natural stream, if that is somehow included, we would also like to point out that that goes against Article 16, Section 5. We are really giving a right here. It's not something that's already included. This is a brand new right that's in this initiative.
How would you feel about, instead of striking that clause, saying specifying that the right to use the water of every natural stream in the state includes the right to float?
We would say, I guess the only change we'd have that if historically was taken out is to use somewhere in that line that it's a granting of a right, so that it's not a pre-existing right, since that seems to fly in the face of the Emirate decision, but that this is a granting of a new right. So somewhere in here, pointing out whether it's in that line or some other place of this title, that we are granting a new right, and that new right is the ability without permission to access or use water, even water that overlies private property. since that's the purpose of the new right that's being granted in this initiative.
Okay.
That would be our suggestion in 6 and 7 or any other part in terms of specifying that this is a grant of a new right and that is this is access and use, that's what the new right is granting the public. And then in line 8, we would take out the phrase right to float. We believe that's an impermissible catchphrase. That would be in 8. We are fine with striking out the language in 10 and 11. We'd be fine with striking out the language that's in 11 in the inclusion of not in line 12.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions? Okay. Thank you. Mr. Gruskin, would you like to, or I'm sorry, before I turn to Mr. Gruskin, was there anybody else who wanted to comment on the staff draft? If not, then Mr. Gruskin.
The first issue of whether every belongs in there, this isn't a huge issue, but I would just note for the board that now with the lines, you know, end of the lines 2 through 6 deleted, it would read, concerning the right to use the water of every natural stream within the state and in connection with it, therewith, specifying the right to use the water of every natural stream in the state. Seems to me that's a little, I mean, every natural stream is in the title. And so the word every is there. I was just trying to make it read a little bit more, I don't know, melodically. we are not tied to the reference historically included and continues to include. I mean, it's what the initiative says. But if the board wants to substitute the word includes, which, and, you know, we think that both, that all four measures, even though two use the phrase that's up on the screen and two use the term includes, we think they are equivalent in meaning. So we don't oppose that change. If you took out the phrase right to float, I don't know what you would substitute for it. I mean, there are certain phrases that you can find synonyms for, but this really isn't. This is a part of the inherent part of the issue. There are suggestions about what else would be appropriate, and we can listen to them. But this is what the measure says, and you know, right to float isn't the same kind of slogan that has been found in other types of measures that had where they there's no real reason to use the words except to create political prejudice. This is what the measure does. This is what you do on a natural stream. You float. So it seems to me that you're hard pressed to take that phrase out. The issue of granting a right and putting up the construct of existing case law or whatever, well, I don't think it takes much awareness of this issue to know that there is a substantive dispute over the nature of this right. And this measure talks about preserving it. And I don't think that that needs to be interpreted or its effect on any other provision of the Constitution needs to be set forth. I believe that's responsive to all of the issues raised.
Any questions for Mr. Gruskin? Thank you.
The reason why we would take or our suggestion for what we'd use to replace right to float would be the right to access and use of the water, since that's really what the initiative goes to. It's providing access and use of every natural stream, because the initiative is written so broadly that it's not just the right to float, it's the right to make contact below the high water mark. It's even, for this specific one, it's the right to fish while floating. So that would be our suggestion in terms of plugging out the right to float, is they're really granting access and use to every natural stream. The reason why, to clarify, the reason why we want to take right to float out and why it's this impermissible catchphrase is every single newspaper article that you ever see, the headline always is right to float. I mean, that's the political jargon that's attached with this issue. So taking that language out and putting in what the real intent seems to be behind this initiative is the access to and use of every natural stream. And including the every natural stream in line two seems to be important because that really is the subject of the initiative. It is access and use of every natural stream in the state. It's not some natural streams. They're including every single natural stream. So we'd certainly want to keep every natural stream up there. We could get rid of 6 and 7 and just have it read concerning the right to use the water, access and use the water of every natural stream within the state in connection therewith, and just go straight to line 8, taking right to float out and use and say access and use to any craft on a natural stream, and just keep on going down the rest of the specifics of the initiative. Just seems that having every in line two is where that belongs, where it deserves to be, based on the intent of the initiative.
And again, in line 8, your suggestion is the right to access and use and use any craft upon any natural streams. Is that correct?
That's correct. Or that would work.
In order to avoid the right to float.
Correct.
Okay.
And the reason why, just to clarify, that we'd want to have every in line two is that really is the single subject. That is the subject of this initiative.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Gruskin, any further comment?
Well, you know what? I have to tell you that I was listening. Believe me, I was listening because I didn't want to necessarily come over early. And this doesn't pick up so good when Mr. Ramey talks over here. So just for future record, when you need a full record, let's assume that you made the change. The right to use and access any craft upon any natural stream. Well, that would allow, that would seem to allow any sort of access to the stream and any sort of, with the emphasis on the right to use any craft. So it diverts the intent of the measure. In addition, the measure is clear on line 12 that it is 12 and 13 that this measure does not allow access to a natural stream by crossing private land without permission. So if you were to use access up above, you'd have to make it clear that the access was conditioned by the exception. It seems to me the exception makes it clear that there is a right to access, but that right to access is limited. That statement would not at all be clear if the proposed language was employed. So I think the language as is probably your best bet, because it reflects what the measure really does.
Thank you. Board discussion. We can go through these one by one, perhaps. And decide which changes and what other changes should be made to the staff draft. Mr. Domenico?
Well, just to get things started, there are a few that I think, for the most part, I think the changes Mr. Gruskin originally proposed are good and is a good starting point. And I will just highlight the ones where I think it's worth discussing further. I personally would probably go back to every natural stream for the reasons discussed before. It's just It's an important thing, I guess, that this applies to every natural stream.
Can I ask you, I thought Mr. Gruskin's point was well taken, that then when you read it, I'm looking at maybe, you know, the subject being fairly simple, but you'll follow it with what the opponents were talking about. I mean, if we were to express the subject as concerning the right to use the water of natural streams.
And well, I have a question about whether that will continue to be what it says.
Okay.
But.
Well, my premise was it would then say, and you know, it would pick right up, specifying the right to use the water of every natural stream.
Right.
So maybe that's not my wrong.
Well,
my wrong
that's question. I was going to say, I think nobody has suggested keeping the deleted language on 2 through 6 makes sense. So I think we're all comfortable getting rid of that. I have a question about lines 6 through 8, I guess, the beginning of 8. Which is this sort of declaration or statement about this historic right to use the water of every natural stream, whether it needs to be in there at all. It seems to me that there is a reason that two of these have that language and two of them don't, and it has to do with the, I think, fight that would go on about whether this create some kind of unconstitutional retroactivity. I'm guessing that's why there are two different why some of these measures include the historic language and some don't. But I'm not quite sure for a title whether that's important or not. What I know is important is that what this does is states that the public has the right to float, or we can get into that later. So I just wonder if instead of this specifying language, if we just say declaring that the public has the right to float any craft upon mm-hmm. any natural stream, blah, 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 way to go. And you get rid of all that language, starting with specifying through include.
I think I would be okay with that. So shall we go ahead and mark that then, Mr. Domenico?
I think so, unless someone can explain to me why that's material, why the language about this historic right is material, and it may be.
Okay. So your change then would be to field direct Ms. Gomez?
Yeah, it would be to strike everything from specifying on line 6 to through include. And just maybe saying specifying or declaring or stating that the public has the right. Declaring that the public has if everybody's comfortable with that, I think then we get to the right to float discussion. I think the catchphrase argument is well taken. I think there is some hint of that, but I think it's less of a catchphrase, for example, than the right to health care choice that we approved previously. So I'm inclined to leave it as is.
So shall we go, and going backwards again then to line 2, then I think I would agree with you, given what we've done, to leave in the word every and refer to every natural stream. And I would agree that I'm okay with right to float any craft upon any natural streams for the reasons Mr. Domenico indicated. The other changes, Mr. Domenico?
Well, there didn't seem to be a lot of dispute about the rest. I originally was slightly confused about the language about the minimum possible for the full and safe enjoyment, which Mr. Gruskin suggested striking. At first, when I read the measure, I thought that referred to the high water mark, but I think I understand now that it refers to the type of contact you can make. So I think I'm good with taking it out. And then the one thing that was still a question was defining the term high water mark. Since that's limited to this section, as I read it, I think I'm okay with taking it out. It sought to define the term high watermark for every purpose. I would at least want to think about it a little bit more, whether that's something that should be in there. I don't think that that's the natural reading of the measure. Possible.
So you're comfortable with the changes as shown on the screen?
Yeah, everything else I'm comfortable with.
Okay.
Especially the semicolons. Getting rid of the semicolons.
Yeah. Like. What's that? Not quite yet. Let me make one other suggestion. We haven't done any motions yet, but in line 12, strike amendment and substitute measure. This morning on some, Ms. Eubank suggested that measure is the more common term that we use. So if that's the case, just for the sake of consistency, I'd suggest measure. I don't think amendment appears elsewhere. That would be another change. Any comments? Let's go ahead and look at it then, Ms. Gomez, as it would be rewritten. See if there's any other changes or comments. Line 6, do we need a space between those first two words? Any comments from proponents or opponents about what we have? Then I guess I would go ahead and move, see if we can do this in one motion. I would go ahead and move that the board adopt the title as amended as shown on the screen.
Second.
Any further discussion? If not, all those in favor say aye. Aye. All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0, and that concludes action on number 87. The time is 6:31. P.M. Let's turn then to number 88, and we've already found that it has a single subject. Would it be helpful to start with the draft, the titles that we just set for 87? Or let's start with that, Ms. Gomez, and see what needs to be changed. Mr. Gruskin, comments about the draft as shown on the screen?
I think that the same language that you've used for 87 would work for 88, because 88 uses the term includes, and it has the right to fish while floating. And so I suggest that you may just readopt that title for this measure, with the understanding, of course, Mr. Chairman, that we're not going to circulate any mm-hmm. measures that have duplicate titles.
Thank you. Other comments?
Also be fine with this language. I can't tell, maybe my eyes are deceiving me, if there's a double space in line three between has and right.
Probably
or
so.
Or has and the.
Mm-hmm. Right. Probably a defect in the previous title that we set. But well, if there's no other comments, then I'll move that we adopt the title as titles as shown on the board on the screen as the board's titles for number 88.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0. That completes action on number 88. The time is 6:33 p.m. For number 89, perhaps we could start with the same draft of the title and see what changes might need to be made, if any, to the title.
Mr. Chair, and this hopefully will serve as my comment for both 89 and 90, I think the only changes that you would need to make is that you would, on line 4, strike the comma after use and insert the word and on line 5, strike after watermark the comma and the phrase and the right to fish while floating.
So 89 and 90 do not have the right to fish.
Correct.
In the measure. Okay. And I'll move that the board adopt the titles as shown on the screen.
Second.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0. That concludes action on number 89. The time is 6:34 p.m. And then with respect to number 90, I would suggest that we use the same titles that we set for number 89. There be any reason to change that title? See no reason to change. Then I'll move that we adopt the same title that was set for number 89 as the title for number 90.
Second.
Any further discussion? If not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
That motion passes 3-0. The time is that concludes action on number 90. The time is 6:35 p.m. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, then the next item on the board's agenda is number 2009-2010, number 67, definition and liability of river outfitters. On behalf of proponents, if you'll identify yourself for the record and who you represent.
Junaid Akai on behalf of the proponents.
Any general remarks? I mean, I think we're about to enter into a series of measures that are somewhat similar. I think they all have the exact same proponents from 67 through the end, 86.
We would We would suggest that we take these kind of in three parts. The first two, 67 and 68, are basically the exact same, the only difference being that one's an amendment and, to the Constitution, one's a statutory amendment. And then we could probably talk in pretty general terms about 69 through 81, since those basically deal with the same issue of limitation of public use of waters overlying private property. And the last five are kind of in the takings subset.
Let's talk about, I mean, just as a, if we can, as an entire group, for all of the remaining measures on our agenda, whether there are any single subject issues. My impression is that there's, say, single subject with respect to all of them. Is there anyone present who wishes to dispute the single subject compliance with respect to any of the measures 67 through 86? If not, and I've been wanting to do motions on every single one of these, but I think I would suggest in the interest of time that we go ahead and do one motion on all of the remaining measures. If we run into something in the meantime, I'd like to come back to those, but just for the sake of dealing with jurisdiction and single subject compliance, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion that the board find that Initiative 67 through 86 comprises single subject and that we proceed to set titles.
Second.
Any further discussion? Not all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0. So let's first start with the staff draft for number 67. And Ms. Gomez is displaying it on the screen in the room. Mr. Akai, is there any comment about the staff draft for 67?
The only change is that we would have, just to be more accurate with the actual initiative, is after concerning the, we would add responsibility in absolute as opposed to using the word strict.
Okay, then, I'm sorry, I wasn't following.
After, in line one, after concerning the, we would add the responsibility and absolute liability and just taking it out the word strict.
So it would read the responsibility and liability.
The responsibility and absolute liability.
And absolute liability.
So it would be concerning the responsibility and absolute liability of a river outfitter.
We try to avoid conjunctions in the expression of single subject because it technically could look like we're talking about two different things. One is responsibility and another would be absolute liability. I would prefer to avoid a conjunction. I'm not, you know, if they really are, if we really need to do that, that's a different subject. But if it's possible to state the single subject without a conjunction, it would be preferable.
Can I jump in and make a suggestion that might save us a little time?
I think we may need to rewrite this a little bit more by just saying the subject is the liability of river outfitters, then saying in connection therewith. I mean, this sort of puts it half on each side of what's the title, what's the subject, what's the action. So if you just say concerning the liability, we could say absolute liability of river outfitters. I would just say the liability of river out, concerning the liability of river outfitters, and in connection therewith, add language declaring, making river river outfitters absolutely liable for death or injuries or serious bodily injuries arising out of the operation of a vessel on a waterway and requiring river outfitters to maintain at least $5 million of liability insurance. That would be my title.
I like that approach. Any comment, Mr. Okai?
I think we'd be fine with that.
All right. Well, let me see if we can get it up on the board to make sure. So I would say replace just strike strict on line one, and then strike everything from four. And actually, I would cut that and paste it down below four through waterway. I would just paste that after their width, and I'll get back to it. I would change a river outfitter to river outfitters on line two. Need an S on. Then on line three, before what you pasted in, I would say, and in connection therewith, making river outfitters absolutely liable. For death or injuries or serious injuries. And then the pasted language reads, arising out of the operation of a vessel on a waterway. And then I would just add an and after that and before requiring.
If I could make one suggestion, it'd be in line three after serious, putting in bodily injuries just to...
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Clear with the actual initiative.
I think that's fine. So bodily at the beginning, yeah.
We see what it would look like clean. Could we put a comma at the end of line three after waterway?
I think the only comment we'd have is to be true to the initiative, maybe in line four between the and requiring to put in the phrase in order to enforce the responsibility of river outfitters, requiring river outfitters to maintain.
Sounds a little bit like an argument or a rationale as opposed to, do we really need to add that? You want some language that would explain why there's a $5 million liability insurance requirement.
Correct.
I don't know how that.
Support that.
You would support that?
I don't support that, no.
Okay. Benico?
Yeah, I think.
Okay. Any other comments, Mr. Okai? I'll go then. Make a motion, Mr. Domenico. I'll make that my motion that the board adopt that title for number whatever we're on, 67.
Second.
Any further discussion? If not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0. That concludes action on number 67. And the time is 6:46. I think we might be able to use the same title for 68, except that it's a constitutional amendment.
Correct.
So then the title for 68 would be an amendment to the Colorado Constitution concerning the liability of river outfitters and common therewith, so forth, same as number 67. The remainder would be the same as 67. Any comment? Not. I'll move then that the board adopt that title.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0. That completes action on number 68. The time is 6:47. Okay, then number 69. Let's see the staff draft on that. And Guy, any comments about the staff draft, or where do we go on this one?
Yes, and these are going to be the same for the next few. We would like to strike the word prohibition in line one, replace that with limitation, since that appears to be more true to the actual initiative itself. And also, so it would read concerning a limitation, the public's use, and before the word use, we'd want to incorporate entry onto or access through private property to use waters overlying private property, since that's really what the initiative goes to.
What was that second part?
So the second part, just so the way it would read concerning a limitation on the public's entry onto or access through private property to use waters overlying private property without the consent of the owner. And if it's redundant, we could always strike that last of the private property before the notwithstanding. Final change we would have is line 3 as it is now. We'd have it read, notwithstanding the dedication of unappropriated water, so that it would be read in conjunction with Article 16, Section 5, that speaks to the natural streams, but only the public's use only to those sections that are not appropriated.
I'm wondering, let me just, by contrast, I'm wondering if we should just say, since this measure is so short, an amendment to the Colorado Constitution prohibiting the public from using waters overlying private property without the consent of the owner of the private property. Say what the measure does.
Our concern with that would be we'd want to have some language regarding access to those waters as well. It's not just the use, but it's also access to those waters overlying private property.
Why is that? I'm missing. Maybe it's getting late. I'm just trying to use the language of the measure. And it just says the public shall not use waters overlying.
We just think it would be a more clear statement to show that there's not just use of it, but it's also access to that, to those waters that are overlying private property.
But the measure doesn't say that, does it?
No, this measure does not say access. It's really going to the, when you're speaking of the waters overlying private property, it's not just the use of that water, but it's access to that water while it's overlying that private property. That's the end of the initiative.
Yeah, why don't we just quote the whole thing and just say, stating an amendment to the Colorado Constitution stating public has, et cetera, which I think.
I'm okay with that.
I don't think we need the notwithstanding language. I'm against the use of notwithstanding. It's inherently ambiguous. So I suggest we just quote the rest of the measure, because I think that for all these.
So, an amendment to the Colorado Constitution stating that?
And the only, would we be getting rid of prohibition?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so it would say stating that the public has no right to the use of waters overlying private property without the consent of the owner of the private property, period.
And why would we not just say, stating that the public shall not use waters, that what the measure says? Instead of saying that referring to a right, couldn't we just say
the measure says the public has no right to the use of?
Am I looking at the wrong thing?
I'm looking at, I think. Oh no, am I looking at the original?
Maybe that's our issue.
Yeah, I was looking at the original. Sorry. Now this is the final. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's I apologize. So stating that the public shall not use. The public shall not. Yeah, sorry, that was my fault. Delete of. And I think I'm okay.
Yeah. Comment? Okay.
We'd be fine with that.
And I'll move that the board adopt the title as shown on the screen for number 69.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0. That completes action on number 69 for at 6:54 p.m. Number 70. If we're going to follow, we could start with the staff draft, and I don't know whether it'll be more. We probably could use number 69 with some additional, with three additional words, I think. So we'll use for number 70. It'll be the same. I'm suggesting it would be the same title as number 69. Except that after the words private property, we would insert for recreational purposes on line 2. Yeah, right there. Insert for recreational purposes.
Be fine with that.
Okay. What's that? What are you doing? So I'll move then that the title for number 70 read an amendment to the Colorado Constitution concerning a prohibition on the I can't read that. Title be concerning an amendment to the Colorado Constitution stating that the public shall not use waters overlying private property for recreational purposes without the consent of the owner of the private property.
Is that a motion?
That's my motion.
Second.
You're okay, Ms. Gomez? You've got that?
Yes.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0. That completes action on number 70. The time is 6:56 p.m. Number 71. I think we can take the same approach.
This can actually be the same as 69.
Correct.
Okay. stating that the public shall not use waters overlying private property without the consent of the owner of the private property. Mr. Akai, one of the things that I should probably, I don't recall that we said explicitly, but since the board is prohibited from setting titles that might be misleadingly similar, that would only arise if proponents were to circulate different measures that had the same title. And so it's helpful sometimes if proponents say they will end up only circulating one version, because I don't want to end up setting titles that are identical for different measures. Is that your intent, to pick a measure at some point?
Between, correct. 71 and 69, the only difference between these two is where they'd be placed within the Constitution based on the suggestion of legislative counsel.
Let me put it another way. Is there any risk that the board ends up setting identical titles for different measures, and those different measures would be circulated with identical titles?
I don't
think so. Okay. Thank you. So for number 71, an amendment to the Colorado Constitution stating that the public shall not use waters overlying private property without the consent of the owner of the private property. I move that as the title for number 71.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0. The time is 6:58. Mm-hmm. Number 72 would be the same, I think. Actually, probably the same as another one, but same as something.
70, I think.
Number 70? Okay.
That's correct.
So it would be an amendment to the Colorado Constitution stating that the public shall not use waters overlying private property for recreational purposes without the consent of the owner of the private property. I'll move that as the titles for number 72.
Second.
I want to give Ms. Gomez a chance to catch up. You're doing great, but all right. Okay, I think we have it correctly on the screen. And is there any further discussion? If not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0. That completes action on number 72. The time is 6:59 p.m. Number 73 is a little different, but I think we can take the same basic approach. An amendment to the Colorado Constitution stating that the public shall not use I don't know what's the easiest thing to do, but let's strike concerning a prohibition on the use of.
We could use the same language from 69 and add non-navigable.
Okay.
That makes.
So you want to go grab 69? And then before, on line two, before the word waters, insert non-navigable. I think that would be accurate for number 73. I'll make that motion, and the title be an amendment to the Colorado Constitution stating that the public shall not use non-navigable waters overlying private property without the consent of the owner of the private property.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0. That completes action on number 73. The time is 7:02 p.m. Number 74.
Could use the same language in 74 that we used in 73, just with the addition of for recreational purposes.
Okay. I'll move then that the title for number 74 be an amendment to the Colorado Constitution stating that the public shall not use non-navigable waters overlying private property for recreational purposes without the consent of the owner of the private property.
Second.
Further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0, and that completes action on number 74. The time is 7:03 p.m. Gomez, I'd slow us down if you're. I just, you know, want to make sure you have a chance to save and as we go. And okay. Okay, then number 75. A little more complicated, but might want to pause on that one. So a difference here is that where this measure provides definitions for river guide and vessel. And I'm wondering if it's necessary to specify that in the title. Is there anything surprising about the definitions? They're pretty ordinary, I think. I wonder if we could just leave them out of the title.
The only thing we'd want to do, like we've done in the last several, is just starting with concerning changing that, and we could just use the language that's in the initiatives, in the initiative here, saying an amendment to the Colorado Constitution stating no river guide shall enter, and we can just use the language right from the initiative itself.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. I guess I just want to make clear what the definition of river guide is. What is the second part of that definition, 2A2. That basically means river guide, as used here, means is much broader than an outfitter, right?
That's
it includes
correct.
Just anybody taking their friends out or
yes,
not for pay. Just okay.
Correct. The definition certainly is broader than river outfitter.
That's my only question about whether it's that should be to respond mm-hmm. to Mr. Hobbs's about whether or not it should be included in there. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Carton?
And in that vein, and I'm not a water law expert, but I note that the definition of river guide includes the passengers on the river outfitter's vessel. Is that correct?
Correct.
So it's. But again, that would not necessarily, I guess what I'm saying is that I'm not persuaded that you need to have the language relative to defining river guide and vessel in the title.
Well, it seems like this, you know, if the standard is, you know, is there something in the definition that might be surprising? Initially, it strikes me that maybe it would be, because this isn't, if we just say river guide, I would think that doesn't apply to me. I'm not a river guide. But it turns out if I'm on a vessel, as a passenger, that might be the case.
Yeah, it's anybody on a vessel, right? Mm-hmm. This applies to you.
And even if it's not a paid outfitter, really basically any group of people or anybody, right? Mm-hmm. Even an individual?
That's correct.
So if you're just swimming, it doesn't apply to you. But if you're tubing, it does, right?
That's the definition in the initiative.
Yeah, that's the way it reads to me. What it really is a prohibition on using vessels. I don't think the definition of vessels is particularly surprising.
We certainly wouldn't be opposed to after in connection therewith. What we'd propose, if we want to keep defining river guide and that part from line at the end of line 4 through the end of line 7, what we'd propose is after in connection therewith, striking prohibiting entry onto such waters by river guides for recreational purposes, just striking that out, since the subject part already will encompass that if we're just using the language from the initiative. So if you want to keep the definition part in for simplicity and clarity's sake, we would suggest starting with an amendment to the Colorado Constitution stating, using what we've done before, just the language of the initiative, and then in connection therewith, semicolon or comma, defining river guide and just keeping that language.
Yeah, or if we're going to use the in connection therewith language, maybe you just make the beginning an amendment to the Colorado Constitution concerning the use of waters overlying private property, and in connection therewith, and go on from there.
Makes sense to me.
That's what I would do. So I would strike a prohibition on in line 1, and then strike everything after property on line 2 through the comma up to the comma on line, the first comma on line 3.
And in connection therewith,
prohibiting entry, maybe, or use.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, that's fine. Go ahead.
If we want to be true to the language in the initiative in line 1, we want there to read enter or use the waters overlying private property, or the entry or use.
Well, I'm going to try to avoid conjunctions again. I mean, what's the difference? I mean, is one subsumed into the other? I guess you could enter without using. You can't use without entering. I don't know. Is there a broader term?
Well, you could just say concerning waters overlying private property in the subject, and then put the use entry and use could go on line 4. I don't have the same problem with conjunctions, personally.
Well, Mr. Carton?
Is there any reason that we are crafting the statement of the single subject to this measure differently than preceding measures, and by that I mean my recollection, and I haven't been here all day like you, but my recollection is that the preceding measures basically repeated the language, and to the using or, Mr. Chairman, I guess I wouldn't have enter or use. I think that's okay. I would not have the same issues with that given the language of the measure and the fact that it's an or rather than an and? There's a question in there. I guess the question is, is there a reason we're doing this differently than the preceding measures?
Well, and I think the reason, yes, that we are doing it differently, to me the reason is because it's a little more complicated. In some senses, it's actually not that complicated. You could just write it, but to simplify it would require a fair amount of interpretation, I think. You could, I think, accurately capture what's going on here by stating that no person shall enter or use shall float a enter or use a waters overlying public property on a vessel. But I think you could do that, but that would require our kind of reading the measure and saying, hey, this kind of uses this river guide language, but river guide means anyone on a vessel, and I think we generally avoid doing that much interpretation. If we don't do that, then we would have a really long an amendment to the Colorado Constitution stating everything we have here, which I've pushed for in the past in some cases, but we haven't been doing that until recently, and only on these short measures where it makes sense.
This is a relatively short measure if we just use the language from the initiative, and then because if the board believes that River Guide is defined in the non-ordinary way that most people would think of River Guide, we'd propose that we just, as Mr. Carden is suggested, just take the language from the initiative as it is, and because there's this extra defining term, just add one clause at the end of that saying, in connection therewith, defining River Guide as, and that really wouldn't be a long or arduous ballot title at that point, and it would be the most clear and true to the initiative itself.
Well, are you saying, I think Mr. Domenico, I agree with Mr. Domenico, as I understand, we have a choice. We can either just say what the measure does, the essence of it, by interpreting, forgetting the term river guide, really, because it's any person. It's any person using a vessel. We could just distill this down to what the measure does as opposed to what it says. Or we can be more faithful to the language, but then I think we really have to express a single subject and then say something a little more complicated.
I think that the one other option that I think you're getting at is you could, I think, say something like an amendment to the Colorado Constitution stating that no river guide shall enter or use waters overlying public property, et cetera, and defining river guide as it's written up there. And I think that's what was being suggested. Wouldn't be the end of the world, in my view. Doesn't follow the typical.
I would maybe in a minority here, then, but I just feel like once we start saying that measures does one thing and another thing, we have not expressed a single subject. You know, for the short measures, we can simply say an amendment prohibiting or stating or something like that. That's fine. But once we list two different things that the measure does, we have not expressed a single subject. And it doesn't, I'm just trying to be faithful to the requirement.
Would you be more comfortable, Mr. Chairman, if it was and in connection therewith defining river guide?
Mm-hmm. We'd be fine with that. That way we'd just be using the language from the initiative, and then, as we would in any other initiative, putting the definition after in the explanatory clause.
Although let me modify my remarks a little bit. I mean, technically, I don't think we can use an ing word in the expression single subject. I mean, it's supposed to be a subject, not an action. I mean, we violate that when we just simply have a single action, But I would personally, I'd rather say concerning a prohibition, blah, 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 and spell out the whole thing, and in connection therewith, defining river guide.
I'd be less comfortable, actually, with the going in that direction. The concerning in connection therewith construct, I think, is set up, has been used historically, where in between those two phrases you say, here's the subject, and afterwards you describe everything it does. I would rather, if we're going to get away from that, I would rather just say what it does, and as we do with the short ones, recognize or assume that saying what it does also includes its the subject. I would, the third among the options, the least, my least favorite among the options is to stick with the concerning in connection therewith language, but mix up what goes on what side between the subject and the description of the what the measure does. I would be amenable to getting rid of all that and just saying it does these two things, and that's the subject of it also. I don't think Mr. Hobbs would go along with that. I think the direction we're going is probably where we should continue, which is just have a simple statement of the subject and include both the prohibition and the definition after in connection therewith.
Similar to what we have on the screen now.
If there's a problem with including use but not entry in the statement of the subject, I suggest going more broad, getting rid of the use of in the statement of the subject, telling people, hey, this is about waters overlying public property, and then including use and entry on line 4.
I like that approach personally. I know it's not your favorite, but
I think it's probably pretty good in this case. So then I suggest deleting the use of on lines 1 and 2. Now, we could go a little bit towards the language of the measure on line 4, and this might solve some of our grammatical difficulties. After, in connection therewith, say, stating that no river guide shall enter or use such waters. I don't think you need to. Shall enter or use, and then strike prohibiting entry onto. Mm-hmm. Strike by river guides. I'm not sure that defining vessel needs to be in there, and it doesn't bother me either way.
I would suggest taking it out.
This would be, I guess, from our perspective, the second best way to do this. The only confusion the only concern that we would have is that, one, the subject now is extremely broad, so it doesn't really give the voter that much of an idea of exactly what this initiative is doing. And I think for clarity's sake, after the in connection therewith, I certainly agree with stating that no river guide shall enter and use the words from the initiative, but I would actually think that we'd need to bring such waters overlying private property to bring clarity to the whole title. We're going to go down this path. I mean, I still think that I certainly understand the board's, some of the varying concerns with just going down the path that we've gone before, but in terms of clarity, I think our preference still is to go with just the language and the one definitional part of river guide second. If the board decides not to do that, we would simply state or ask that we actually then, in the connection therewith, put in the whole measure just so that the voter is clear, because the voter is going to look at this, my guess is, and really have no clue what's going on in this measure until they really get to the lot, until they get to stating that no river guide shall, since the subject is really broad.
But, and I think, you know, you're right from a point of view of readability, and I think Mr. Domenico's really comes from a similar point of view. I'm sort of old school as far as stating this, the subject. I feel like we have to do that. And I'm not too concerned about the voter, because this is still a very short title, and we get by a line, by about line two, or certainly line three, exactly what the measure does. So, yes, it's not terribly helpful to say concerning waters overlying private property. It gets you located into what the subject is, but pretty quickly I don't know that the voter is going to stop reading at that point, especially if they don't understand the measure at that point. So I don't actually share as much concern about it, but I do appreciate the fact if we were just simply trying to simplify this in the most readable terms, that's exactly what we'd probably do. That's sort of the difference that we have among us sometimes, is that I prefer to express a single subject. It has to be kind of broad here, I think. I mean, granted, it's not terribly helpful, but we're not trying to communicate what the measure does in that single subject. That's why we go on and say, in connection there with doing some specific. Could be outvoted on that, but. I like what we've got. Personally, I like what we've got right now.
And I guess one point to bring up with this part is we've now lost the actual point of this to a certain extent, because we've lost without the consent of the owner of the private property after the in connection therewith.
Yeah, I do think we need to add that. I think that's correct.
I guess my question would be, and I don't know if this, going back to this, if this is not something that's usually done with these, we took out the word concerning and then put the word stating and used the language from the initiative. Could we not then say, and in connection therewith, defining river guide, so that we wouldn't have the river guide definition in the actual subject? And, Mr. Chairman, I think that would probably get past your concern over the single subject part. Is it the stating and then going to the in connection therewith that's the issue?
Structurally, when we have a title that says an amendment to the Colorado Constitution stating or providing, it's not really setting a subject. It's an action. It's Mr. Carton.
I just want, forgive me, didn't we just set titles for previous measures?
We did it sort of in my view, that's an exception to the rule.
I just thought maybe I was in a time warp.
Where it's just a single statement. We really have violated the rule of stating. I mean, you're right. I'm contradicting myself, because technically there's.
And I don't mean that facetiously. I was just double checking.
Reality check. Yeah. Yes, in those, the ones we've just said, we violated that very rule. We did not state a subject. We said what the measure did. But it was a simple statement. So to me, it's clear what, in those cases, it's clear what the single subject is. I think the requirement on the board to express a single subject is, you know, has to be taken literally, where we're going to say more than one thing about the measure. We still have to express a single subject somehow.
Could we, and maybe the middle ground here is, if the use of concerning and then going to in connection therewith is the way that it's generally structured, we could say something to the extent of amendment to the Colorado Constitution concerning a limitation, and then put the actual language of the initiative, comma, and in connection therewith, defining river guide. That way we still have the concerning in there. We still have all the language. The language then would not seem to violate this rule regarding subject in the first part of the measure.
That was what I said was my least favorite.
of the options. I would rather just dispense with the concerning and in connection therewith language and recognize that you can state the subject while you're also stating the action, and just say stating or whatever, and like we have in the past, even though here it'd be a little bit longer and would include the word and defining. Mr. Hobbs is not going to agree with that. Given this would, I think, be one of the more complicated titles we've ever set that way, I would be comfortable with it. I can't quite figure out if that's what Mr. Carton wanted to do or if he just wanted to make something very simple.
No, I would either, and I appreciate that explanation, Mr. Hobbs, of stating versus concerning. I guess that I don't have the same problem with crafting this title utilizing stating with the language, with the substantive chunk in subsection 1, following that, like we did with the other measures, I'm okay with that. And then the in connection there with defining the river guide language, and I don't think anybody here is wed to including vessel in the title. I could, you know, that which I think is what the proponents are advocating.
Exactly.
So I'm good with that. I'm also good, the more I look at this, with going back to the original title with the prohibition on the use of waters overlying private property, etc., the language that has been struck on lines 1 through 3, because from a drafting standpoint, from a purely drafting standpoint, the waters overlying private property, and I understand and appreciate your arguments that this measure may necessitate stating the title broadly without mentioning recreational uses or river guides, or that to me is overly broad. So to move this along, and I'm also in the camp that I wouldn't have an and, as Mr. Domenico, his option 3 or 4. So I guess what I would suggest is that, you know, based on the testimony of the proponents and what's been said here, maybe we just go ahead and vote on this one.
As it appears on the screen?
Yeah.
As it right now appears on the screen, we'd still need somewhere the without the consent of the owner. And
okay.
Do you think
okay.
We need to add that?
Our preference still would be to go with one of the two stating options, whether we go stating and then...
I don't think you have the votes.
Could we go...
Well, I mean, I don't think it's necessary to have such a broadly worded statement of the subject. But I think the more that you add in, where I think a lot of the detail is necessary is to keep is in the action part. I need to come up with some fancy term for the stuff that comes after in connection therewith.
Really?
I think that you can add all that detail back in to the statement of the subject and narrow it down. But I don't think that you can then skip over that necessarily in the trailer, the action part. So what you would end up doing is adding some redundancy. So it's concerning a prohibition on the use of waters overlying private property by river guides for recreational purposes without the consent of the owner of private property, and in connection therewith, stating that no river guide shall enter or use such waters without consent of the owner for recreational purposes. Like that's my only concern with adding it back in before and narrowing the subject is you then introduce some redundancy. I would be okay with that. What I object to is taking it material terms of the action. And since you mentioned them in the subject, thinking you can skip over those parts. And that's why I was concerned with the stating concerning a prohibition and in connection therewith only having the definition down below. I don't think you can do that. But I do think you could add back in a lot of what was deleted on lines 1 through 3 if everybody wants to. I just don't think that means you can delete everything or a big chunk of what's on 4 and 5. That's all.
Well, could we go with what we've got? But, I mean, I think we need to add without consent of the owner and maybe one other change. I mean, I appreciate there's different approaches here, but I'm personally fine with just what we've got concerning waters overlying private property and in connection therewith, stating that no river guide shall enter or use such waters for recreational purposes without the consent of the owner of and defining river guide, etc.
Yeah, I'm fine with that, but if it's a concern for Mr. Carton that the subject is too broad, I'm okay with also adding detail back in up above.
And I guess I'd be more inclined to pursue Mr. Domenico's option of unstriking the language in lines 1 through 3 and then having some redundancy in the trailer.
Could we, just to make it maybe the merger, is we actually keep all the language up into in connection therewith, and maybe we just go after in connection therewith defining river guide, since we already then, in what's in line 3 through the beginning of 5, is kind of redundant. We're basically almost going right back to the staff draft. And
right, and you're approaching this like a sensible person, and we have to approach this as members of the title board. And that's what I think we can't do, because the concerning and in connection therewith structure, to me, is a signal that we are going to tell you after in connection therewith all the material actions that this measure would do. And so we have to include there not just the definition, but also the statement about not entering or using the waters. So I would be amenable to adding back in everything on lines 1 through 3. But I can't also get rid of the added language on lines 3 and 4 or whatever it is. And I think that was where Mr. Carton, I think, was heading also, is this direction.
Yeah, and frankly, I'm focusing more on, and I don't disagree with any of that, and I guess I'll just stop there. I guess I'm focusing more on the language in lines 1 through 3 and to me, and I think that would include unstriking a prohibition on the use of. That having that in there is a better expression of the single subject than waters overlying private property. And then I think from a title drafting standpoint and from kind of the custom and use that you're kind of putting out there, Mr. Domenico, to have an element of redundancy in the trailer doesn't bother me, and in light of your argument, may be appropriate under the circumstances.
Right. And so then I think you would add after purposes on line 5 without consent property owner.
I agree. If the in connection therewith, if the trailer, as we're calling it, is going to describe all the action, our position would be it's imperative that we have almost the exact same language so that the reader then knows that the action is allowed, you know, the action is recreational purposes without the consent of the owner, so that part is clear to the reader. The only change that we'd have with this is instead of using the word prohibition both in line 1 and then what would be in line I guess just in line one, would be limitations, since that seems to be more accurate. It's not a prohibition necessarily, it's just a limitation until if and when they get the consent of the owner. So it's not saying to the average person, you can't ever do this, as a prohibition seems to insinuate. It's a limitation until you get consent of the owner.
Yeah, I mean, I'm okay with that. Prohibition is a word we add. It's not in the measure. So just, I'm okay with this. Just to point out where I think Mr. Carton wanted us to go originally and where I think we could go would be what you strike is all the concerning language, all of that up through the in connection therewith. And that would follow what we've done on the past handful, although we got to deal with the vessel. But I think that was where Mr. Carton was suggesting and what I think the proponents would have preferred. I think we should probably go with this, although I think we can delete the definition of vessel from this.
We're at it. Let's get rid of that. We can agree on that.
Mr. Domenico, I agree with that. That was an accurate reflection of what we took to be Mr. Carton's position and what our position, our preferred position, would be.
End of line 9, insert and right before the word defining.
Where? Line 5.
End of line 5, insert and.
Certainly take a look at how it reads using Mr. Domenico and Mr. Carton's suggestion. That may be a cleaner version.
I don't know whether it's relevant. I'm not happy. I mean, we'd need to get past this, and I can live with what we have right now. I'm not happy with the specifics in lines 2 and 3, you know, this expression of single subject, because if the premise is we have to pack all the specifics into the single subject because readers won't keep reading, I think it's deceptive to say limitation on the use of waters overlying private property by river guides, because it's not river guides the way the reader might think. You really have to get to the end and even read hard to figure out that it's anybody that's floating a vessel. That, to me, I can live with what we've got, because I believe people can keep reading. But I wouldn't put river guides. That's one of the reasons why I wouldn't put it as part of the subject. That's the prohibition or the limitation. Like I say, I think we were better off just saying a simple subject and then saying what the measure does. But I can live with what we've got. Now, there may be... can't live with that either.
No, I like the idea of broad, simple statements of subjects that basically understanding that the point of that is to give voters a hint about which of the various measures this one is, and then they can read the rest. But it's not, it's also not worth a huge fight in my view, especially at 7:45.
Well,
so one last,
Mr. Carton.
Line 2, if you struck by river guides.
I'd prefer it, but again, they read concerning a limitation on the use of waters overlying private property for recreational purposes without the consent of the owner of the private property. I don't care. I would get rid of all the detail in that part and let the reader keep reading. But once we've gone this far, we've got it. I'm okay.
Then would it be appropriate to move? Then I would move the staff draft as amended to number 75.
Second.
Further discussion?
My preference would be to keep River Guides in there where it was.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh,
actually,
yeah.
Oh, it should. Sorry. Yes, thank you for pointing that out. I think the motion really was to keep River Guides in there.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Correct.
Keep it where it was.
Oh, it was?
Between in line two, correct? That was?
Yes.
Might be a little redundant, but that seems to maybe get to everyone's concerns regarding both the subject and the trailer.
So I would move that title.
And I'll second that. Do we need to read it into the record? I guess I will. I think we need to be able to establish what we did. So the title would read, An Amendment to the Colorado Constitution Concerning a Limitation on the Use of Waters Overlying Private Property by River Guides for Recreational Purposes Without the Consent of the Owner of the Private Property, in connection therewith, stating that no river guide shall enter or use such waters for recreational purposes without the consent of the owner, and defining, quote, river guide, unquote, as a river outfitter and the river outfitter's employees, agents, and passengers on the river outfitter's vessel, any other person who is floating a vessel on a waterway, and any passenger of that person, period. That's the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0. That completes action on number 75. The time is 7:43 p.m. Number 76. Can we use what we did on number 75 as a starting place?
And we think we could probably use number 75 and just take out recreational purposes, since that's the only difference.
Okay.
Between 75 and 76. Take it out in both line 2 and I believe line 4.
Okay, do we have it correctly on the screen? So it's the same as 75 without the reference to recreational purposes. Motion?
I move that title.
Second. Further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0. That completes action on number 76. The time is 7:44 p.m. Number 77.
This could be one of those ones, since the only part really that's different, the only part that's really talked about in the connection therewith is this term, the definition of the term vessel, which doesn't seem to create any controversy, that we could just make this a stating like we did the first handful and get rid of the in connection therewith.
I would agree. An amendment to the Colorado Constitution stating that. It's going to get complicated.
We could use the language just straight from the initiative, which says no vessel shall enter or use waters overlying private property without the consent of the owner. We could just use the language from the initiative, which
right,
like we did in the first ones, and just go after stating that, vessel shall enter or use waters overlying private property without the consent of the owner of the private property. Period, and get rid of everything.
Agreed. Jesse, make it so.
So it would read, stating that no vessel shall enter or, and then you can delete concerning a prohibition on the and delete of
by vessels.
Mm-hmm. Delete by vessels, and then put a period after property on line 3 and strike everything else.
Just for clarity, I think we maybe want to make that vessel instead of vessels in 1.
I move that change.
Second.
That title.
The title, as shown on the screen, has been moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0. That completes action on number 77. The time is 7:47 p.m. Number 78.
I believe that we can use 77 as it is for 78, except for in line 1, it will read no person or vessel shall enter. Person or vessel.
No person or vessel shall enter or use waters overlying private property without the consent of the owner of the private property. I'll move that as the title for number 78.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0. That completes action on number 78. The time is 7:49 p.m. Number 79.
I believe for number 79, we can use number 78 and insert navigable streams of non-navigable streams before overlying. Non-navigable streams.
Measure it does.
Not mine.
Oh, it's not. I don't have it hyphenated in my version.
Keep looking at the original.
Non-hyphenated in the final version, as was suggested by Legislative Council in the review and comment.
Okay.
I believe is how it appears in other Colorado statutes.
Okay.
And get rid of it.
So I'll move that as the title for number 79. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0. That completes action on number 79. The time is 7:51 p.m. Do we want to take a break? I mean, we still have a number to go. Some of them are a little different. I'm wondering if we do 1 5-minute break, then we come back and finish up. Okay. So let's do that.